الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us inshallah for knowledge from Al-Quran العظيم and Sunnah رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make these classes in our good deeds and guide us inshallah تعالى for knowledge and guide us inshallah تعالى to be among the true believers inshallah تعالى. Save all of us from the fitna in this life. Save all of us from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make all of us united and love each other في سبيل الله. And enter the paradise with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And save all of us from the punishment of the grave. Save all of us from the punishment of the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Usayd al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu arda, one of the great sahaba, he said, jalasna نتذاكر حول حجرات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We were sitting in a masjid around the rooms of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نتذاكر to study. فأطلع علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to us from his room. قال على فيما تذاكرون. What do you study? And the Sahaba answered, قالوا يا رسول الله نتذاكر قيام الساعة. We study about the day of the resurrections, the day of the judgment. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, قال لن تقوم الساعة حتى ترون عشر آيات. He will never reach the day of the judgment or the day of resurrections until you see 10 great signs. 10 great signs. And then he starts to mention this great 10 great signs of the hour or the day of the judgment. The reason I bring this class for all of us, because to be honest with you, all of us, we are very busy in this life. And we are not aware about that day. And remember, الساعه لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. The hour will come suddenly without any preparation. So you wake up in the morning, you find yourself are closer to the day of the judgment. But before I mention these 10 signs of the great signs of the day of the judgment, I like to go first to mention some of the small signs. Why we mention that? To be aware. Why we mention these signs? Because 99 signs, a small sign already done. All of them showing you now. And we have nothing to it except the great signs of the day of the judgment. That's clear. So I like to choose some of the 99 signs. First, call it علامات الساعة الصغرى. The signs of the small signs of the day of the judgment. That's just before the day of the judgment. Let's we mention some of it. Maybe this, when we study this topic, our iman, our faith will be increased. Then that's what we need. Because most of us, we are so busy with this dunya. The life taking us. The life is stealing our times. And ask anyone old, Sheikh Yusuf. We actually came, like when you remember all your life, you put the tape, and the tape is running to remember. Actually, just remember yesterday I was young, and suddenly it's like a quick time passed, and I found myself what? Shaiba, white hair. And don't think actually that you are young, you ought to be saved. La, when the hour will come, will take everyone, old and young, male and female, children, everybody, everybody will be finished in this life. So I like to mention some of the small signs, one by one, inshallah ta'ala, to go and remind ourselves about these great signs, inshallah ta'ala. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the signs, small signs for the day of the judgment, that to, it's showing us that we are closer to the day of the judgment. And we need to prepare ourselves, is that right or not?
Yes.
Those who committing mistakes, committing sins, they have to drop all the sins and come back to Allah. Because when the hour will come, nobody will be excluded. First sign. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تجد الحفاة العراة رعاة الشاة يتطاولون في البنيان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave you, he told us about everything, because in the day of the judgment you have no excuse to tell Allah, 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 return me back to this life to do, to perform good deeds. It's too late. So the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, he said, you will find the barefoot, those without shoes, the sheikh. Barefoot. Al-urat, the naked. It's almost when they dress nothing. رعات الشاة, the shepherd, يتطاولون في البنيان, they complete the tall building. Anybody visit Mecca?
Yeah. No.
Did you see around Mecca what's exactly the towers? The people before that, these people in Arabia, they used to walk without shoes. They don't find any shoes. They don't find any clothes. They used to be working as a shepherd in the mountain, Mecca, Al-Madina, Mecca, desert. They have like sheep, and that's their job. They don't understand anything. They have no idea how they build the building. Their career was like a shepherd. They have no knowledge. But today what happened to them? Huh? What happened? They build or complete a tall building, towers around the Kaaba. So some of us today complain, when I go to Mecca, I don't feel spiritual feeling anymore, because I feel like I'm in Europe. You enter the mall, you find the best malls, the best building, hotels, very expensive hotel. And you said, subhanallah, I'm in Mecca. I am in Mecca now. Everybody feel it, right? You don't feel. Before, I remember the first trip of Hajj, I did it. Wallahi, I was in a tent. I was sitting in a tent with my family, my father, rahmatullahi alayhi, my wife, and all this stuff. I used to sit in the tent to perform the Hajj today. Which hotel? You need the Hilton? You need the so-and-so? Shepherd, whatever it is, everybody, and you sit down in very comfortable life in the hotel. Subhanallah. So this is the sign of the day of the judgment. You go to the Gulf area, go to Dubai, you find you are surrounded, you are better than Europe. That's why the European and American, they fighting for a contract to work in Dubai or Gulf area. You feel you are not in the Muslim country anymore. You don't feel it. Subhanallah. All of them, Allah give them this money for a while. And when they fear Allah on their money, or the products which Allah give it to them, the oil, the gold, whatever it is, Allah, He put them in a trial and a test. But this is a sign of the day of the judgment. Number two, the second signs of the small sign for the day of the judgment, and تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. We know that the mother all the time, she gave an order to her daughter. Do that, clean, cook, so and so. But it became opposite time, the opposite. The mother, she is the one, she take The command from who? From her daughter. Her daughter shouting, rejecting actually the mother, and so on so. And in the end, the mother, she has to follow the rules and the command of her daughter. Is that right? Having something today or not? Number three. أن يكثر الزنا وصعوبة الزواج. Zina will be famous. The adultery will be famous. Go anywhere. In Dubai, the government, they give a permission to a prostitution house. And they put some officer to secure it. Even the European American, they go, if they need to commit adultery or zina, they go to Dubai. Go to Dubai and all this Gulf area and so on and so. Subhanallah. So the zina became popular. Today when you ask actually the new generation of the Muslim, he has what today? Girlfriend, right? A lot of young people and even old, they take a girlfriend with them. And the girlfriend, they put it, they name it the zina, they name the adultery with a girlfriend in order to be accepted. صعوبة الزواج in the other side, the marriage became difficult. Young people, they are not able to go and marry because of the cost. One of the brothers came to me and told me, Sheikh, I want to marry a girl, I love her, I see her, and her father, he told me, if you need to marry my daughter, you have to put a bank deposit in the bank, $50,000. You don't make the marriage easy for the young people. They make it the marriage difficult for the young people. So you find the young people today, male and female. How old are you, Akhi? 4 years. Did you marry? Not yet. You ask the girl, how old are you? My age is 35. My age is 40. My age is 42. My 53. I have a brother. He called me a sheikh. If you find a groom for my sister. I told him, how old are your sister? She said, she is 62 years old. I told him, she never married. She never married before. So the marriage became difficult because it's costly. Because the people ask you for a lot of dowry. If you need to marry my daughter, you need to prepare a house with 4 rooms. List. Complete. So it became difficult for the young people to go and marry. And we are prohibited to make the marriage cost, to make it very high. We are prohibited to do that. Make it easy for the young people to marry. But this is a sign. It's happened today or not?
Yes.
It's happened today or not? Wake up with me. It's happened today or not? Next one. أن تضيع الأمانة. The amana will be lost. What they call it, the word lost, trustworthiness became lost. It's lost now. And what is the amana is? Two meaning. Amana, it's mean two meaning. It's mean you lost the amana. What is the amana is? Number one, the father, he died. And before he died, he got his elder son. Told them, listen, take my property, take my money, because you are my elder son. And if I die, take the money and distribute it amongst your brothers and sisters. So he became trusted for his father. Then after that, what happened? After his father died, his wife, she told him, why you don't invest the money for your younger brother and sisters? يأخذ مال إخوته. So he went and he took the money and invested for them. Allah provide him and he make a lot of money or profits. Then his wife, she told him, how much he make? Said, I make $100,000. He said, what are you going to do with the money? He said, I have to give it to my brother and sister. He said, you are the one you work for this money. You are the one you invested this money. How come you going to give it to your brother and sisters? That's your money. And then he stole the money and the wealth or assets from his brother and sisters. How many brothers and sisters they fighting just right after the father or the mother passed away? They fighting for what?
Money.
The money. Sometimes they kill each other for money. Number two, the other meaning of lost distrust, it is the Sharia. الأمانة here, it's mean the Sharia, the Islamic Sharia, the Islamic law, Islamic law. So what happened? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لتنقضن عرى الإسلام عروة عروة. أولها الحكم بكتاب الله وآخرها الصلاة. The pillar of Islam, pillar of Islam will be lost one after one, one after that. And the first one the people lose it today, to rule by the book of Allah. Name any country. Which country rule by the Sharia today? Saudi Arabia?
No.
Wallah, you are wrong. Wallah, you are wrong. Because in Saudi Arabia, إذا سرق فيهم الضعيف قاموا علي الحد, وإذا سرق فيهم الشريف تركوه. Because in Saudi Arabia, if the prince came and drink or steal or anything, they leave him. But they make the law, strict law against who? The rich or poor?
Subhanallah.
So the first one will be lost in our society to rule by Islamic Sharia, Islamic law. And the last one will be lost from also As-Salah. Salah became option. The Salah became very options, especially the young generations. The young generation, those who grow up with movies and so, and the games and all this stuff, they spend a lot of hours in the front of the internet, and they don't pray, they don't. And when you call them and they need to pray, come over here. Did you pray us? Say, I'm going to pray. Go pray now. Okay, said, okay, daddy. So he come back after 2 minutes. Subhanallah. Did you pray the Asr? Yes, Alhamdulillah, I finish. The Asr, it took 2 minutes from him. 2 minutes. This is the sign of the day of the judgment. It's happened. It's happened or not happened today. Be actually. Except those who receive mercy from Allah and they raise up their children. Send my children to Masjid al-Taqwa to learn the Quran, to teach them how so and so. In the other hand, the father is busy day and night. Mother, she's busy. Both of them working. And they left the child for who? For the shaitan. This, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala correct our children. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save all our children from the shaitan. Next one. وَأَنْ يَكْسُرَ النِّسَاءَ وَيَقِلُّ الرِّجَالِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ لِكُلِّ قَيِّمٍ خَمْسِينِ امْرَأَةٍ. From the sign of the day of the judgment to يكثر النساء, the woman became a lot and the men became what? Few. Why? War killing men, is that right or not? How many people have been killed in Iraq? How many people have been killed in Burma? How many people killed in Syria? How many people killed in Sudan? How many people killed in Palestine? How many people killed in Afghanistan? A lot of people. So the woman became a lot and the men became few. Until the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, until you find for every single man 50 women. And now they complain against the Muslim. Not allowed to marry more than one. But who gonna marry the rest? Leave them for prostitutions. If the woman, that's why I advise every one of you, you have to go and look for the believer female. Because who's gonna marry our woman? If you go and you marry the non-Muslim, who gonna marry our woman? They are not allowed to marry a non-Muslim. Is that right or not? So in our generation today, women became a lot and men became very few, until you find for every single man 50 women. So who gonna marry? So the Islam, when the Islam established system to marry 4, It's just unfair or not, Sheikh Abdullah? Yeah. Just fair or not? Yeah. But of course we are here, actually, if my wife, she discovered, she gonna hold the stick for me. I cannot do that. Go look for the population now, statistically. If you go, you find today the population, woman, man against 12 women. Go and check in the Google it. The next one of the sign of the day of the judgment, and yanzil al jahl, yanzil al jahl, wayurfa'u al ilm, wayushrabu al khamr. Three things the Prophet ﷺ warning us about it, and this is the sign of the day of the judgment. Jahl, the ignorant people became a lot. And the ilm in the other side, we have books here. Look at the shelf here, full of books. Who's your Sheikh Abdullah has time to go and pick up one of the book and read it? We don't have time for that. But we are able to work for 18 hours, if I am a taxi cab, 18 hours, 20 hours, and I have nothing. And when the brother came here and we saw him, he doesn't know how we pray. He doesn't know how he pays zakat or not. He doesn't know how so and so. He doesn't know anything because it's busy. When the salah finished, fly. Doesn't have time to sit down to learn his deen. That's why he's confusing in the life. He doesn't have too much knowledge. And in the other hand too, in our generation, وَلَا يَبْقَى عَلَى الْقَوْمِ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْقَوْمِ إِلَّا رُؤُوسِ الْجُهَالِ. And you find in the top of the people today, the one who give opinion and fatwa, the most ignorant scholars. دَفْتُونَ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. They give fatwa and opinion for the people without any base, without any knowledge. You ask one of actually that from Al-Azhar, graduated from Al-Azhar. He said, how about is that riba, take interest in the bank, is not haram. Who said this is haram? This is communication. More than that, can we drink a beer? Yes, you are allowed to drink beer, because beer, bottle of beer, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you. If you drink a bottle of beer, it doesn't affect you. That means if you still in the right position, or you are not drunk or so and so, it's okay. So they give fatwa for the people without any knowledge. Fatwa for the people without any knowledge. And of course, because the ilm will be raised up. People has no time to study. People doesn't sit in the class of Quran. Doesn't sit of the class to learn their deen, but they are able, as Sheikh Yusuf, to sit down in the front of the TV and to watch three movies. Tahajjud in the night. As tahajjud. Stay until 2-3 o'clock in the morning watching the internet or movies, and he has no time to study his deen. And in the end, when you ask him about basic, when we open, Allah give me honor, I'm the one who won. Of this brother who built the Masjid Madrasa al-Nur, 20th Avenue and 4th Avenue. Allah give me this honor, and we built this school. My name in the board until today. When we built this school, and I got one of the children, he's 17 years old. I told him, come over here. Who's making azan in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who make azan? He told me, Jesus Christ. Wallahi al-azim. I'm not joking. Wallahi al-azim. He told me, Jesus Christ. Who's responsible for those people? Who's responsible for these people? Today, actually, it's a mass among the Muslim community. Go to Beirut. So the Muslim woman over there, they go with the boys around the corner. This is the Islam. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number three sign, yushrabu al-khamr. The wine became popular among the Muslims. How many Muslims came to hug me and I smelled the beer in his mouth? Because they believe it doesn't affect me. Beer, it doesn't affect me. I'm ready to drink 12 cans of Budweiser and I'm never going to get drunk. It's okay in my system. So it's okay. It's halal. Allah. And more than that, they name the wine of a name to accept it. If you call in the people, what is the name of the beer and all this? He said, refreshment. refreshment. He give you different name in order to accept it as halal, and doesn't like to mention the name of wine or anything like this. This is a sign of the day of the judgment. ويقصر القتل. Bloodshed everywhere. Everywhere now. How many people have been killed in Afghanistan? More than a million people. More than 1 million people. In Africa, more than 1 billion people. People fighting. In Iraq, in Syria, in Sudan, in Somalia. A lot of killing. Subhanallah, we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all the Muslim and to save us from the enemy. Bad news, when I saw in the TV yesterday that the man from the first day he took the president to be a president, he doesn't want to leave it. We will fight against the radical Islamic terrorists. So from the first day. And what did he do in the nomination? And when they elected him and get inside, he got two, rabbi and priest, and he ignored to call anyone of the imam, ignoring the Muslim and ignoring all the Muslim community. But you see all over the country today, even the woman rally for yesterday was a great, they rejected because this guy, he came with a very strict law. And we have to remind ourselves that Allah tabaraka ta'ala is the one, he control everything. And Allah is the one, he gonna spread his deen, al-Islam, all over. People will enter the Islam day by day. Don't actually declare war against the Muslim, because the Muslim came to this country, they clean drugs, they clean prostitution, they are carry good manners. We are Islam prohibiting to steal, to go and kill innocent people. But you try to die, subhanallah, we ask Allah to save all of us. It's going to be a very difficult time for the Muslim to suffer in this country under the rule of this guy. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ وَأَزْهَرُ دَجَّالُونَ كَثِيرُونَ. The Prophet, he said also, he will follow me to Uri Dajjal. Uri Dajjal. He started in his time of the Prophet ﷺ. Al-Aswad al-Unzi, Musaylam al-Kaddab, and in every generation, he came like someone who claimed that he is the messenger, like Elijah Muhammad. And Farrakhan's people, they try actually to believe actually that Elijah Muhammad, he was a messenger. What did he do? He used to drink wine, prostitution, everything, and they claim he is a messenger. Dajjal. A woman came before a couple of years ago and she gave khutbah of al-jum'ah and she lead the salah, and behind her some men who follow her. So when she lead the salah in jum'ah, they follow her, and she was an imam. The sign of what? Did you hear about this?
No, Sheikh, I didn't hear about that.
You didn't, anybody hear about the woman?
Yes, yeah.
The woman, subhanallah, he was famous, Sheikh. Famous, Sheikh. Famous, subhanallah. Kasratu zalazil wal barakin. The sign of the day of the judgment, small sign of the day of the judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said also that the earthquake became a lot. Tsunami there, sandy here, tornado there, so and so, became a lot, generation by generation. You see wind, it's coming to Florida, these tornadoes, in California, in Indonesia, in Philippines, in so and so, it became very large. And this is the sign, this disaster is a sign of the day of the judgment. Prophet ﷺ, أن يتقارب الزمان. Also the Prophet ﷺ said the zaman, the time, became actually very close and very, very close. What does that mean? You find the year, that's the fast. It's like a 1 month. And you find the month, that's the fast, it's like a 1 week. And you find the week, we just started the week, subhanallah, we are in the weekend. Time running very fast. That is the sign of there is no barakah in time. No barakah. The time is not, you don't feel, the time is running like a lightning. And suddenly you find ourselves very old. Is that right or not? Subhanallah. So this is the sign. Actually, I choose some of these signs. I need to speak with you about the great signs. Again, the hadith. Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Usaid al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu arda said, while we were sitting around the rooms of the Prophet came out from his room and he questioned us. What did you study? We study the day of resurrection, the day of the judgment. Qala, you will never see the day of resurrection until you find 10 great signs before. Can we mention this now? In order the ulama to make it, the ulama was differ too much. He gave a different opinion which one will come first. But put this aside, my main concern is to mention the 10 great signs of the day of the judgment. That's what why we need to mention it. The ulama divided to 2 sections. The first section is, if you find any one of these signs, that means you are very, very close to the day of the judgment. And the second section, which will show, if you find any one of these signs, that means you are in, and the door of tawbah, of repentance, will be closed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will close the door of tawbah, the repentance, no more. Kafir will be remain kafir, and the Muslim or the believer will be remain a believer. That means there is no chance for tawbah. Because every day we say, astaghfirullah, 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 forgive me, Allah, forgive me, and Allah forgive you. But until a certain time, when you say, oh my Lord, accept my repentance, oh Allah, accept my forgive me, Allah, and the door will be closed, never you will be out of the list. Can you mention this thing?
Yes,
number one, bismillah. Number one, Zuhuru Ad-Dajjal, which you call it the Antichrist. Number one, and we have nothing except waiting for the Dajjal. Between day and night, this Dajjal will be showing amongst us, and this is the biggest fitna ever. That is the biggest fitna, trial and test ever. Because even if you carry faith, you will be actually confused about this Dajjal. Dajjal means Antichrist, who claimed that I am the Lord. He claimed that. So can we take explain more about Ad-Dajjal to be aware of it? Now, bismillah. Number one, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about Ad-Dajjal, Shabun Qatat. A young man, Qatat, it's mean very large giant. A man, and he has a curly hair. He has a curly hair. That is the first. Wajhu mamsukh, mamsuh. His actually face looks like a flat. Yes, he has eyes, he has nose, but some people, certain creature from Allah, when you look at their face, their face look like a flat. Lahu aynun tafi'a. One of his eyes is, he has a one single eye, one of his eye looks like a green grape. That means awar, with one single eye. Maktubun ala jabhatihi kafir. On the forehead, you will find, actually you will read a word of kafir, a disbeliever. يقرأها المؤمن ولا يقرأها الكافر. The one only has authority to read this kafir on his forehead, the believer. But the disbeliever, he cannot read this. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? as we see. Second one, يَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. He will be exactly stay in this land, will be showing only in the land for 40 days. 40 days. الْيَوْمُ الْأَوَّلْ بِسَنَةً. The first day of the 40 days equal to 1 year of your calendar. And subhanAllah, that day will be very long, equal to 1 year. Number two, second day equal to 1 month. Second day of Ad-Dajjal's life in the land will be equal to 1 month. Third day will be equal to a week of our time. And the rest of the days, which is 37 days, will be equal to our regular days. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? That is the first. The Sahaba, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the first day equal to 1 year, how we can pray all the salah, ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, actually, قَدُّرُوا لَهَا قَدَرَهَا. That's mean estimated. Estimated the time and to pray for it. Like the people ask him, they have 20 hours a day time and maybe 4 hours a night time. How they pray? They estimate the time. يعطيه الله عز وجل قدرات. Allah give the Dajjal power. And don't ask me why Allah He give it to them. That is the Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's decision. It is the wisdom from Allah. It is the test and trial from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to give him this power. What's his power? Those who believed him and follow him, he will point by his finger to the sky. Oh heaven, send your rain. The rain will come up. And he will point by his finger to the land and he said, oh land, produce your products, produce your crops, your vegetable, your fruits, and will come out suddenly. You don't have to wait for 6 months or 1 year until you find the products, but it will be showing as a miracle in the front of you, and the fruits will be available when he pointed by his finger to the land. Don't think this is easy. Those who are weak in faith, when they see that, and more than that, those who rejecting his message, he will point to the sky, to the heaven, oh rain, stop, and the rain doesn't come up. Oh land, don't produce anything for these people. It is a punishment for them because they are rejecting his da'wah. Subhanallah. He will take the dust in his hand, and right away he will change the dust to gold. And when you find somebody changing the dust to gold, I think this is a big test. That's why the Prophet said the biggest fitna ever, Muslim will face it, the fitna of Dajjal. Fitna of Ad-Dajjal. معه جنة ومعه نار. He has two things. He has a paradise and he has a fire. Those who choose his paradise, they're gonna go to the hellfire. And those who choose his fire, they will be saved and they will gonna go to the paradise. مَعَوْ جَبَلٌ مِّنْ خُبْزٍ وَلَحْمٍ. He controlled the food that time. It's gonna be hunger all over. People have no food. And start now. All the people suffering economically now. United States, oh China, trillions of dollars. Most of the country under the law of riba, they borrow the money from the international bank, which belong to the Yahud. Al Yahud control the money. And when they lend the money to your country, they charge you a lot of combined interests. You're suffering the generation by generation about this interest, and Allah will take and remove all the barakah the barakah, the blessing, Allah will take it out from those who are dealing with riba. But that time he controlled the food. He has a mountain of food, meat and bread. If you believe him, he is a God. He will give you food. And this is not easy. When I have my children die in front of me, no food in the earth, and the land became dry, no crops come out because there is no rain, no food. And when you see that and your children die next to you, what are you going to do? Can you follow him to give you the food and your children, or to die and your children die? It's a big question. It's not easy. Ask Allah to save all of us from him.
Amen.
We're going to tell you how the Prophet ﷺ say how you save yourself from Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist. Now, he has power to move like lightning to every single part of the whole entire world. So the Dajjal, Sheikh Abdullah, will come here to America. Yes, he will come to America. He will go to Europe. He will go to South America. He will go to Asia. He has a power to go every single part in all entire world. Allah give him this power. Also, this is a trial and test from Allah to examine the people before the day of the judgment. Now, يَتْبَعُوا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ. The Yahud, 70,000 people will follow him right away. When he just come, 70,000 will gather and follow him. 70. And number two, those who are weak, those who are weak in faith, in iman, they have a face. Day by day you find the Muslim became weak. They don't pray. They deal stealing, dealing with riba, drinking. So generation by generation, could you imagine about our children? Just to have a picture like this in the front of you and see our children after we die in this country. What kind of faith? Bring in a Muslim child today and read the whole Quran. If you are lucky, if you have one single tear came from his eyes. Do we have a children today? When you read the Quran, they cry? Do we have this kind of children today, Sheikh? Do you have these children today? What about tomorrow? What about next year? What about 10 years from now? How is our children? That's why the Bob, when they asked the Bob, the previous Bob, he said the Muslim children became a lot in the public school. In the public school. What do we have to do with these children? He said, if they come to our school, we are able to change them. We are able to change them. The child today go to the public school and they put free condom. They put free condom. So what does that mean, Sheikh, when they put free condom in the school? What does that mean? It's meant to tell, encourage the children to go and commit adultery or not. Absolutely. So, that day, subhanallah, the weak people in iman, they're going to follow him right away because he has everything in his hand. He has the money. He has the food. He's powerful. So heaven, send your rain. Rain will come. Oh, fruits, come out from the land. They will come out from the land. Subhanallah. And then after that, An-Nisa, the most people will follow him also, women. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, حتى يرجع الرجل إلى بيته فيربط أمه وبنته وزوجه مخافة أن يتبعن المسيح الدجال. Until the man run when the Dajjal will be showing, he will run to his house and he will tie his wife in the home. He will tie his mother in the home. He will tie his daughter in the home because he fear that any one of them to follow Ad-Dajjal. Fitna, big fitna, brother, wallahi. Big fitna. Now, that time when the Dajjal will come, there is the most righteous person will be in the earth that time, which you call it what? Muhammad ibn Abdullah which we call it Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi will stay between the corner of the Kaaba, one of the corner, and Maqamu Ibrahim. Between the corner, the right corner of the Kaaba, and Maqamu Ibrahim, the position of the Ibrahim in the holy house in Mecca. And the people will give him bay'ah to elect him to be the Khalifa, to elect him to lead the Muslim, because all the zulm, the oppressions is spread all over the world. The big fish will eat the small fish. And that's what happened today. The European, they make allies in order to control the small countries. The superpower, they come actually in order to control the small power, small country. You have no decision. You have no power. Whatever they tell you, you follow them. But Al-Mahdi, he will be elected as a Khalifa around the Kaaba, and he will take an army because he heard that the Dajjal is showing. Where is the Dajjal will come? Dajjal, the Antichrist, will come between Iraq and Syria. He will be showing in this area between Iraq and Syria. And then after that, Al-Mahdi, he go alayhi salam and he go to meet him. So the Dajjal came from Palestine. In the end, he was showing between Iraq and Syria. Now, and of course I'm going to tell you where he come from, where is he is now. He is still alive or dead? He is still alive until today. I'm going to tell you his story. He's going to Palestine. He's going to go to Palestine. And then Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he will take the army to meet him. So he came to him and he told him, I am your Lord. I am your God. قال إن ربي ليس بأعور. My Lord is not with one single eye and nothing similar to my Lord. Nothing looks like my Lord. Then he ordered Ad-Dajjal, his follower, to take this righteous man and dig a hole and drop him in the hole, and he came from the top of his head and he splitted him two parts. He splitted him two parts, and after he killed him and he splitted him to two parts, he called him and he stand up. He told him, did you see? I killed you and I bring you back to life. I am your Lord. قال والله ما استدت فيك إلا إيمانا أنت المسيح الدجال. والله my iman, my faith became increased now after you did that. You are al-Masih al-Dajjal, which the Prophet warning us from. Look at your forehead, kafir. After he saw him very strong, that's why my brother, what is helping this righteous man in this moment? His knowledge. That's why the knowledge is very important for the believers, because your knowledge will protect you. Your knowledge will protect you completely. So what happened after that? He ordered his follower not to touch him anymore or touch any believer in the land. Subhanallah, Allah protected the believer from him. Amen. So what happened after that? Where he came from? Where is the Dajjal is located now? The hadith of Sahih Muslim mentioned in Muslim and Al-Imam al-Tirmizi that a companion, his name is Tamim al-Dari. Tamim al-Dari, he used to be one of the big priests in Palestine. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina and he became a Muslim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. A priest. Then Tamim al-Dari, he said himself, he narrated this hadith. He said, we took a ship, me and 30 people with me. He took 30 people with him. They took one of the ship and they took the Red Sea or the ocean. Allah knows where this area is. فلعب بنا، لعب بنا الموج والريح لمدة شهر. We were facing a very strong wind in the water and also the wave was very high for one month until the wind pushed away our ship to abandoned area, abandoned island. Nobody live in this island. Then he said, we got off from the ship and we found animal called al-jassasa, animal. Tamim al-Dari رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he said, this animal was very heavy hair. Even we don't know what is the front of this animal and what is the back of this animal. It's unknown. And we thought this is the shaitan, but the animal spoke with us. We said, أعوذ بالله, who are you? She answered them by the Arabic language, I am al-jassasa. How you call it? Al-jassasa. Then after that, he told that, so I said, anti shaitan, Tamim al-Dari ask this animal, you are a shaitan? She said, إن في هذا الحصن رجل يشتاق إلى رؤياكم. Go, don't ask me any questions. Go, you'll find in this fortress or this building, abandoned building, there is a man there. He is willing to see all of you. He's waiting for all of you. Tamim al-Dari and the 30 companions, he said, we ran to this building and we found a huge man. We never see any man like this size, giant. مربوط اليدين بعنقيه بعنقه. He is locked by chain. Locked his neck, his two arms or two hands with his neck, and his knees with his feet, blocked also by chain made from iron. Then when we enter, we told him, they say, Subhanallah, the Sahaba, they were scared. Very rough man, very tough man, nothing similar. They never see man like this before in their life. And he has a curly hair. And they ask him, who are you? He said, I need to ask you first before I tell you who I am. I need to ask, who are you? قالوا نحن من العرب. We are the people came from the Arab. Got it, inshallah? Then after that, وإني سائلكم أسئلة. I have questions for you. I said, سألنا, ask us. They explain how they came to this island. That the wind was where wind and wave and push us. We saw animal. We don't know where is the front, where is the back of this animal. And the animal guide us to you. He said, I'm going to ask you questions. So what's your question? قال هل نخل بيسان ماذا لا يثمر. There is a place in the Arabia which you call it Ard al Jazeera. It's mean the Saudi Arabia now. Original name was what, Sheikh? Ard al Jazeera. Ard, it's mean land. Al Jazeera, it's mean island. That is the name of Saudi Arabia. They later on, they came in Saudi time, then they named the country by the Saud. Saudi Arabia related to one of the kings. Now, he asked the first question. Is there a balm trees in Bisan is still producing fruits, dates, which you eat it in Ramadan? Dates is still producing? They ask him, yes, is still producing and give us like dates. قال يوشك أن يجف ثمارا. It's almost very close. The dates or the fruits will be cut off no more. The palm trees will never produce anymore very soon. Then the second question asked them عن بحيرة طبرية. بحيرة it's mean lake. طبرية it is the name in Palestine. A lake called there called بحيرة طبرية or طبرية lake. قال هل جف ماؤها؟ Is there any water still there? Is there any water still there? They answered them, yes, still water there. قال يوشك أن يجف ماءها. It's almost very soon that the water in the Tabaria Lake will be dry very soon. And if you see and you check and you examine it, go Google, the water became very, very low now after used to be like an ocean. This lake, but now the water became very, very little. He said, very soon the water will be dry or will be gone. Then the third question he asked, قال وماء وماذا عن ماء زغر؟ ماء زغر. What does the ماء mean? What is the ماء? Give me ماء. That means water. You have to catch some Arabic language, inshallah ta'ala. Ma, give me ma. Ma is mean water. He said, there is the well of water. Is there any water there that people use it for their agriculture? He said, yes. They say, they answered him, yes. He said, very soon, this water will be gone. No more water. Then he asked them the fourth questions. Fourth questions. قال ماذا عن نبي الأميين؟ What about the نبي of the illiterate people? That's mean أمي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is أمي. أمي meaning the one who has no, he doesn't know how he read, he doesn't know how he what he writes. That's called it النبي الأمي. He said, what about نبي الأميين؟ The نبي of the illiterate, the Arab is illiterate people. Is he showing or not yet? They said, yes, he came. قال وماذا عن شأنه? What happened to him? Is his people fight against him? His family fight it against him? They said, yes, they fight it. قال وماذا عن شأنه? What's happened to him? قال الله عز وجل أظهره عليهم. Allah, he make this messenger or this prophet above all his family members and Allah give him victory. Allah give him what? Victory. صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال المسيح الدجال أما عني. If you ask me about me, I am المسيح الدجال. And in order to call it مسيح, we have two meaning in the Arabic language. If you say مسيح, because that's مسيح العيسى بن مريم, he's المسيح مسيح. If you say المسيح وسحاء, in the end you have to put the second word الدجال. If you say المسيح وسخاء, in the end you don't need to say الدجال. Either مسيح or المسيح الدجال, any one of these two words. Said وأوشك أن أخرج على الناس, and almost I will come out to face or to meet the people. That's from 1400 years ago. 1400 years ago he said, Ushiku, almost I will be free very soon and to meet the people. So where is he is now? We don't know. Subhanallah. This is from Allah Tabaraka. Where is this island? We don't know. Is he still alive? Yes, because the Sahaba, they saw him alive. And he's still alive until today. And he will come out and he will be one of the great signs of what? The day of the judgment. Al-Dajjal is the big fitna. What we do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala in dhahra feekum. If he will be showing now amongst you, the Prophet he said, if he will be showing amongst you today, I will take care about him. وَإِذَا ظَهَرَ وَأَنَا لَسْتُ فِيكُمْ. And if he will be showing and I am not amongst you that time, فَكُلُّ إِنسَانٌ حَجِيجُ نَفْسِهِ. every single person he has to protect himself from him. How we protect ourselves, ya Rasulullah? قال اقرأوا عليه فواتح سورة الكهف. If you see him after me, if you see him, read or recite the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, the Kahf, Surah Kahf. Every one of the Muslim should memorize this ayat. If you don't know how you read the Arabic, Quranic Arabic, go and meet some brother to let you understand how you read the Arabic. If you don't know, just put the tape for Surah Al-Kahf, the first 5-6 ayat from Surah Al-Kahf, repeated until, because this will give you protection if you see Al-Masih Al-Dajjal. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تعوذوا من أربع. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ask your Lord or seek refuge with your Lord to protect you from four. Repeat after me to say in the end of every salah, every Muslim should read this dua. Every Muslim should say this dua. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, four things ask Allah to protect you from them. Number one, Allahumma inni أعوذ بك من عذاب النار ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال ومن فتنة المحيا والممات. One more time. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من فتنة النار ومن فتنة القبر ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال ومن فتنة المحيا والممات. If you don't know, you meet me after the salah, I will write it and tape it and memorize this dua for every salah. In the end of every salah, recite or read this dua. Allah تبارك وتعالى will. Finally, in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أم المؤمنين زينب بنت جحش رضي الله عنها وأرضاه, the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his cousin female, the one she used to marry زيد ابن حارثة, and all for a reason he divorced her after 1 year, and the contract of marriage done in the heaven for the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم to marry her, actually to marry her without any contract of marriage, because the one who did the contract of marriage is Allah. He married her. She said, خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محمرا الوجه. The Prophet hadith is صحيح, Bukhari wa Muslim. She said the Prophet ﷺ came out for trembled, and his face mixed between red and white. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he ran to the masjid. فجمع الناس. He gathered the people. قال come. قال sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب. ويل للعرب من شر قد اقترب. ويل in the Arabic language mean punishment for the Arab from an evil act became closer. From the evil action became closer. What happened, ya Rasulullah? قال اليوم قد فتحت من يأجوج ومأجوج مثل هذا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he put the thumb and the sabbaba, the one for tashahud, and he make a circle by his two fingers, the thumb and the sabbaba, and he said, today he was open from the dam today of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And that's our class, our next inshallah ta'ala, to speak about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj, my brother, because it's gonna follow after that, it's gonna follow the Dajjal. But before that, it will come just before Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Isa will be descended from the heaven. هاوز. الله تبارك وتعالى شو أص أن تلد أص إن قرآن. الله سيز إن قرآن بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. وإنه لعلم للساعة. وإنه ها ريبيت أفتر مي. وإنه لعلم للساعة. وإنه لعلم للساعة. And he is a knowledge or news about the hour. That means he is a great sign of the day of the judgment. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, my dear brothers, he will be descended and he put his two hands over a wing of the angel. He will come out actually from the heaven in the east side of Damascus. Where is Damascus? Is Syria. He will be descended from the heaven ala dhahri malik. Angel will come and he put his two hands. Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe him. Qala ra'suhu yaqturu. And his head will actually will be full of sweat. And his sweat looks like a diamond. يميل وجهه إلى الحمرة والبيضاء. His face is mixed between white and red. صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا عيسى. Alright. So he will be descended, and when he landed, he found the salah has been established. He found the salah has been established by this righteous man. Then after that, when the believer, they saw him, everybody will see him. That time is not hidden, but everybody will see Isa alayhi salam. We will come from the heaven over the wing of one wing of the wings of the angel. Then the imam, he stepped back and he told Sayyidina Isa, تقدم يا نبي الله. Oh Prophet of Allah, he stepped forward to lead the salah. Then Isa alayhi salam politely, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما بعثت إماما ولكن بعثت مأموما. Allah send me as a ma'moom, not to be the imam, because the imam of the ummah is who? Politely, he doesn't like to take, because Isa came alayhi salam nothing actually to follow except the Islam. Nothing to follow except the rule of Islam. Every single religion in that time will be dropped off except the Islam. He will rule hakamun adl. He will be a just ruler. He will be a just ruler, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, he will kill all the khinzir. Any pork, he saw it, he will kill it. The Christian, when they eat the pork, he want to show them that is prohibited animal. And who said, who doesn't eat pork? Muslim, alhamdulillah. Then after that, ويكسر الصليب. And if he find any one of the cross, he will take it and break it. Is to show them, I never been crucified. He will tell the people, I never, tens of thousands year, people live under this, the crucifixions. But we will break all the cross. Number three, the next one, ويفرض الجزية. And he will establish the law of jizya. Anybody knows what the jizya is?
The tax.
For anybody rejected the Islam, he will command him to pay the jizya, the tax. وَيَفِيدُ الْمَالِ. In his time, the money will be a lot. Until some time that day, they take the money to give it to someone. Take it, you need it. Nobody will take it because everybody will be rich. That means actually a blessing, a barakah will be all over the land. That is Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. And then after that, يهلك الدجال. When the Dajjal came to meet him and he makes sujood to Allah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he will make sujood to Allah. And when he stand up from the sujood, the Dajjal will be melted, will be killed, melted like a sand. The Dajjal will be, the Antichrist will be melted like a sand. That's actually when he saw only Isa ibn Maryam. So the one who killed him is who? Isa alayhi salam. That is actually what we need to speak about this inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب. The next one is Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Next one, just right in the time of Isa, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come. Because every one of this side will come after one fast. One after one fast. Now, Isa came alayhi salam. And then Ya'juj and Ma'juj, which you call it in English, what? Gog and what?
Mega.
What happened to them? What happened to them? As I told you, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they are alive until now. They marry, they have children, they eat, but who actually put them behind a dam and he built a dam to hide them or to corner them? Who did that? Dhul Qarnayni. Rajul Salih, the righteous man, Dhul Qarnayni. When the people suffered in one of the town, they asked Dhul Qarnayni to help them. Dhul Qarnayni qala atuni zubur al hadid. Give me the bar of iron and I will build a dam or a fence or a building for them. وَأُفْرِغُ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا and then give me something like the asphalt. And he dropped it all over the bars of iron and he hide them behind this. Where they are, Ya'juj man, Allah knows. But they are alive. They will come in the end of this life and they will be the sign of the one of the great sign of the day of the judgment. Got it? That's what I actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ. And the translation is, Allah said, mention about them in the Quran. Until when the dam of Gog and Magog has been opened and they from every elevation descended. From every elevation descended. So when this building or this dam which Dhul Qarnayni built it to protect the people, because they are very, very powerful people, very powerful nations, very, very giants, very big. I'm going to tell you how actually they will do that in the time of Isa alayhi salam. Nobody able to meet them. Nobody has power. And remember that time, there is no any Apache or F-16 or the best actually tanks. There is nothing. In the time, they will come back before the war will be with the sword. No technology at all. No Apache, nothing, no war, no tanks, nothing at all. The war will come back like before, actually with the sword. Therefore, in the time of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, as I told you, Rasulullah ﷺ, he was trembled when he ran today and he said, today, it was open like this size of the thumb and the sababa. Hole from the dam of Gog and Magog. What we have to do, Ya Rasulullah? What we have to do that time? Qala also recite Surah Al-Kahf every day, every Jum'ah. Recite Surah Al-Kahf every Jum'ah. Therefore, every time they are sent that time, send Dhul Qarnayn, they try to break the wall. They try to break it. Every time they break it, and you recite Surah Al-Kahf, it's closed. You recite Surah Al-Kahf, it's closed. Until a certain time. When Allah will come with His decision, this wall or this dam will be broken completely. And they will come out from every distance. From behind the oceans. From the mountain. From every elevation. They will come out. And they are very powerful. أذان إن شاء الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يأجوج أم مأجوج؟ جاج أم ميجا؟ Very big fitna. In the end of this life they will come at the time, same time عيسى عليه السلام, Jesus, he will came to the land. And then after that أم المؤمنين زينب بنت جحش, she asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قالت يا رسول الله أنهلك وفينا الصالحون, or also will be finished or will be destroyed and some of us are righteous. قال نعم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there even the righteous people will be finished in that time too, will be destroyed too, will be included the people, the other people. والمرء يبعث على ما مات عليه, and every person will be resurrected according to the last deed in his life. What's your last deed before you meet your Lord? Praying, reading the Quran, or something else? We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make all of us last moment in our life to die with لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, and to die as with a very good believer إن شاء الله. So it said, why? Why, Rasulullah, Allah destroyed the believer also. قال إذا كثر الخبث. خبث, if the خبث will be increased. What's الخبث? الخبث, illegal sexual intercourse. Illegal sexual intercourse, when it will be increased all over, that means actually, even the righteous people, we are surrounded today by A lot of adultery. وليعوذ بالله. Now, number four. And the four will be divided to three parts. That's mean number four will be divided to three parts. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خسف في المشرق وخسف في المغرب وخسف في أرض الجزيرة. Three eclipses. One will be showing in the east around Baghdad or Iraq, and the other one will be in Al Maghrib, the west in Morocco, and other one will be in the what they call it Saudi Arabia today. Three eclipses, and after every single eclipses, there is a disaster came from the heaven to destroy the people. Three, that is the great signs of the day of the judgment. He asked Allah to save all of us. Wallahi al-azim. My brothers, sister in Islam, is not a joking. All of this, which my explanation for almost more than an hour now, it's from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fil fitan wal malahil. If you read Ibn Kathir, you go and forward, subhanallah, it's Allah Ibn Asakir, you find all of this which I explained it to you. The second part, first, if any one of these signs, the four signs, we look at six already, we finished six signs, we still we have four. The four R's. Number one, any one of this sign will be showing the door of Tawbah, the door of repentance will be closed. No more Tawbah. That means those who disobey Allah, Muslim, who disobey Allah, if any one of this sign will be showing, there is no any forgiveness. He will die as his situation. Ask Allah to save us. Number one, the first one, طُلُوعُ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا. When you wake up one day, you wake up in the morning and you find the sun rise from the west. And the normal way is what? The east. Could you imagine about this? Could you imagine if we wake up and remember, there is no any preparation for that. There is no one gonna come and tell you, wake up, wake up. Actually, the sun will be rise from the west. No, 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 no. He will come suddenly. طلوع الشمس من مغربها, when the sun will be rise from the west. And that is a big disaster for that. لا حول ولا قوة. فلا ينفع إيمان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, فلا ينفع إيمان قد آمنت. فلا ينفع إن رآها الناس آمنوا جميعا فذلك حين لا تنفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن قد آمنت. The meaning of there is no any nafs will help itself if they did not believe.
ولا تقبل التوبة.
ما احنا قلنا لا تقبل توبة يا شيخ. جزاك الله خير. التوبة لا تقبل. Tawbah never been accepted anymore. Number two, خروج الدابة. Dabba is such a kind of creation. Allah will send it in the end of this life. تكلم الناس بألسنتهم. Allah will send a special creatures, and this creature will speak the language of every single people. When that this animal or this creatures will meet the people who speak English, will speak English with you. Speak Bengali, will speak Bengali with you. This animal are able to go anywhere in the whole entire world. And when meeting the people, speaking their own language. English, French, Spanish, every language will speak with you. What you gonna do that day? Allah, this is actually not a joke. Allah mentioned that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض. دابة من الأرض. أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. Translation. And when the word befalls them, we will bring forth for them a creation from the earth, speaking to them that the people were of our verses not certain in faith. People, they were sleeping. People, they did not follow. Can imagine today the Muslim, he has a Quran, and when he told them, come here, how many surah you memorize? Said, I memorize. Kul huwa Allahu ahad, kul huwa Allahu samad, kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. That's it. The last surah, three surah. So where is the rest of the Quran? Where is the rest of the Quran? You bring the Muslim today, you told them, Just tell me about a movie from 20 years ago. He's going to give you the whole detail. Just memorize the song for the famous Michael Jackson or Madonna or whatever it is. Right away you find him memorize the song very well. How about the Quran? When we gonna memorize the Quran? When we gonna open? Allah will ask you. I send this Quran for you. I don't speak Arabic, but you are able to go and study, and you graduate as a doctor, engineer, whatever is. You are able to graduate from the school, but you are not able to graduate from the Quran. When we gonna wake up? When we gonna go wake up? In the end, it will be a very difficult for those who lost the Quran. Prophet ﷺ, more than 1400 years ago, he said, he cried hard. Jibril came in emergency. Ya Rasulullah, and Allah knows why. Why Ya Rasulullah you cry? قال إن قومي قد تركوا القرآن مهجورا. My people, they abandoned the Quran. They forgot the Quran. They don't read the Quran. They don't recite the Quran. When we gonna wake up for that? The hour will come suddenly. No preparation for it. And it's up to us, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, this dabba is the one of the great sign. Fast before we pray. The third one, which one of the sign, if it's showing, no tawbah. Ad-Dukhan. Ad-Dukhan. Ad-Dukhan, Allah send the surah in the Quran, call it Ad-Dukhan. It means smoking. Smoking. That day, one of the great signs of the day of the judgment is smoking will cover the whole universe. Cover the whole universe. It's like the smoke of firing. Smoke of fire. Muslim will take it like when you have a flu and your nose is blocked and their soul will come out like this. And the disbeliever will be a punishment for them. Their head will be looks like the cooked head of the cow. How when you take the head of the cow and you try to cook it, their head will be like this because they disbelieve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ad-Dukhan, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءِ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ad-Dukhan, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Then watch for the day when the sky will bring a visible smoke. A visible smoke. May Allah save us, wallahi, akhi. May Allah save us. Nobody could breathe. Nobody could be survive. He will come and kill all the people. Last one. Narun tazharu fil Yemen.
Adan.
Fil Yemen, in general. A fire will be showing in Yemen. And where is actually tahshurun nas ila mahashirihim? Will corner all the people. People try to escape, they couldn't escape. If you stand in Saudi Arabia, you will find the lights of this fire in Yemen. And will corner the people, and people will die there. Subhanallah, one of the signs of the great signs. In the end, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to end our class today, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala order Isa ibn Maryam. Qala inna ليس لكم سلطان على عباد لي. I will send a certain servant of me. You are not able to meet them. Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, Allah commanded him, inspired to him. قال حرذ بعبادي بجانب الطور. Take the believer that time, take them and climb the mountain of Tur Sina, the mountain which Musa alayhi salam, he received the Torah. Sayyidina Isa, because he's not able to meet Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, they are very strong. They can take the person and swallow him. They take the trees and they swallow the trees. They destroy the whole entire world. They gonna destroy the whole entire world, Gog and Magog. gonna destroy everything. Even the Prophet ﷺ, he said, some of them they came and they drink the whole water in the lake of Tabariya in Palestine. They drink the whole water. One after them, he said, well, the water here, there's no water for me, because they swallow all the water. And then what happened after that? They came, he said, we finished the people in the land. We finish the people in the land. We finish the people in the heaven. That means they try to destroy the angels and Allah Himself. A'uzu billah. They took the sword and they start to shoot it toward the sky. All the sword is returned back to them to kill them. But they still in power. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala show us a great sign that time when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them small worm in their neck, call it naghf, a small worm. It will start to eat their body, and all of them they will be melted like a sand from a small worm. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nobody could be challenging with him. Nobody could compete with the power of Allah at all. No matter what he is, sober country, not sober country, nobody, if you declare against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah never been defeated. Allah is the one who control everything. So don't worry about what Trump said, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our wali. And Allah promised us to protect us. Alhamdulillah, we are clear. Don't declare a war against the Muslim. Don't declare a war against the Muslim. Muslims are the best example in this society. Muslims are the best of good manners. Don't try and don't deal with the people to divide America to a different sections. All of us, we are American citizens, residents, and all of us, we should be treated equally. That's what we need. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for Gog and Magog, give them a worm, a small worm, all their body, until all of them killed from the small worm. Small worm. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send a special animal. The neck looks like giraffe or camel. Will take all their body and dump it in the oceans. And then Allah will send a special rain. He will clean the whole land from their body, because their body became very rotten and very nasty in smelling. Then Allah, He will send this special rain. All the land will be cleaned totally from their body. Then Isa alayhi salam will come down and he will rule in this land by al-Islam for 4 years. And that is going to be the best blessing years. And the barakah will come. Then after that, تأتي ريح من تحت عرش الرحمن. There is a special wind will came from under the throne of Allah. It will take all the believer, the soul of the believer, from under their arm. Will take all the soul of the believers from under their arm. وعليها تقوم الساعة. And the day of hour or the day of the judgment will come out. This is very important class. If you need, you could go my website www.masjidmanhattan.com and to review the class. Those who are not with us in the class, please read all of this to prepare ourselves for that day. Because Nasa'a Sheikh Ibrahim La taqumu illa baghta. It will come suddenly without any preparation. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sincerely that before we meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to die with what? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the fitna. Fitna of ad-dajjal. Fitna of the life and death. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us a good believer. And to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to resurrect all of us with our beloved Muhammad in Jannat al-Firdaus inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to granting all of us in knowledge. I advise you, my brother, and Allah is listening and Allah is here. Educate yourself, because the education, the Islamic knowledge, will protect you from all the fitna, will protect you from the bid'ah, will protect you from the shaitan and from the campaign of the shaitan. And we have nothing to wait except waiting for the Dajjal now. He could show up. Show suddenly, because the whole land is full of by oppressions, and we have to prepare ourselves to be protected, and nothing will help you except your iman and your knowledge which you learned in Islam. May Allah bless all our jama'ah and make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all the management and the member of Masjid al-Taqwa, and let us meet again and again, and we love each other for the cause of Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, and we are surrounded by the angel and they listen to us. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, by your Almighty, by your greatness, Ya Allah, to gather all of us with our beloved Muhammad in Jannat al-Firdaus. Say Ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Shalom ala ilaha illa an. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.